Welcome to Glorious Living. I believe this program will encourage you to keep using your faith voice so that you can discover the great, glorious life that God has in store for you. Praise God. It's always a blessing to welcome Jesse back on the set.
Thank you. Here I come
to save the day.
I love it. The apostle of joy. You know, sitting with both of you in Studio C, it always brings so much vibrant joy in my life.
Thank you.
The vision specialist. I just want to give him a hand.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Especially as we're getting ready for our visionary conference.
Yes.
It's just next week, isn't it, Chrissy?
I'm excited.
Can I announce it?
You can.
Our 2026 Visionary Conference. Coming to you live.
And in color.
And in color. Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. And then again at 7 p.m. right here at JDM International Headquarters. Watch this. Emissions free. Registration at JDM.org. You need to register. That's free. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the free JDM app. And I'm going to tell you something. It's wonderful to watch it, stream it, but when you're here physically, it's one of the most amazing things. The place is jam-packed. I mean, and we have a glorious time. So come.
Yeah, you still have time to get your plans together and get over here at Destrehan, Louisiana.
And you know what's unique about this one?
Yes.
50 years of ministry we're celebrating, plus July the 9th, it's my birthday.
It's his birthday.
I'll be 77.
What a celebration. What a party.
Think about this. God's double number. 77.
That's so good.
And the 50th. Right. Yeah. Got a lot to celebrate.
Praise the Lord.
People come expecting. And also coming up, you know, pretty soon, I think it's like tomorrow, is what? July the 4th.
Wow.
Celebrating 250 years as a nation.
That's amazing.
I have lived long enough to see the 250th birth. That's a blessing of the Lord. I love this nation.
You make it sound like you were there in the beginning.
Yeah, I was. You know, actually, I knew George and Ben very well. You know, George and Ben were really nice guys.
Very nice guys.
First name basis.
They had a vision. Yeah,
they had a vision.
They had a lot of opposition to their vision, but they kept moving forward.
And we had to fight a war for it.
Wow,
and we still live in that vision. Isn't that a blessing?
It is. Freedom.
Freedom. Something to celebrate.
That's one thing I don't understand about Christianity. Jesus said, whom the Son is set free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. I totally believe that. What I said, I don't understand that Christianity. Why aren't people free that are born again?
Right.
And yet they still put on their little chains like jewelry. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you take it off, you're free and let the Lord Jesus just bless you beyond your wildest dreams.
I love that so much. And actually, you put it in big, bold letters right here. It says, I'm free in Christ. I use my faith voice and only say what faith says. You can't miss it.
You can.
How perfect is that for this to really focus on being free, not just the nation, but freedom in Christ Jesus, knowing that no matter what, you're walking in freedom.
Well, you think about it. We use the word free because we're free, but it wasn't free to Jesus. It cost him his life.
That's true.
So that we could come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, it's already paid for. All you got to do is accept it. You know, but some of y'all put y'all freedom on layaway. Remember, y'all, you too.
Oh, wow. She's too young.
You don't remember layaway, do you?
Well, probably.
Years ago, Mom. And you know, you'd go to a store and you wanted something, and your mom and dad didn't have the money, put it on layaway. And I'd go, oh, no, because mama would change her mind maybe two or three months down the road.
I remember putting on layaway things myself when I had a job and I wanted to buy something and I didn't have enough for it. And nobody had credit cards in that day like they did later. And so I remember putting like a $2, $5, and finally I could take it out.
Don't put your freedom on layaway.
That's right. Man, I got to write that down for faith the facts. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That way
you walk in freedom every day.
Amen.
And that's a blessing of God.
People
ask me all the time why I'm so full of joy. Well, I walk in freedom every day.
That's right.
That doesn't mean the devil doesn't attack me. I mean, he attacked me the other day. My foot, man, I don't know how I popped my foot, but I tell people everything. I popped that foot. Man,
that's
I thought,
true.
You got to be kidding me.
Open book.
How did you pop it? I don't know. See, if I knew how, I could understand. I just woke up and it was, no, no, no. And I was saying this, and every time I get that throb in my spirit, I'm going, oh, you want to talk to me, pain? Then I'm going to talk to you.
That's awesome.
I'm going to make you an offer you don't refuse. By Jesus' stripes, I
And you know what? Healed. Using your faith voice.
Amen.
And that's our theme for this year. And amen. Actually, well, I want to brush. I brought you on here today. I invited you here.
You brought me?
Brought you.
We dragged you.
I'm a brought you. Yourself. That's that Cajun coming out of it. I brought you here.
And I can take you out. You can take that. As they say.
Let me take a drink of water on that one, baby.
Invited you here so that you could share principles about your partner letter for July, because we're coming, you know, this is just the start of a new month, and you have so many things that God puts on your heart. Each month, there's something fresh and new. But it goes with our theme, which is use your faith voice.
You forgot it?
But you have a theme. It's like Chrissy just read it on the flyer.
I love it. And this is what you actually get in the mail. If you're being a partner, you get this. It's so absolutely awesome. And it says it on the carrier. Be free in Christ. Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. And then you get this in there as well as your letter with affirmations that you can speak over your life. It really is an amazing tool. People love it.
What I like about this, and I love the front, the Mrs. Knight. I like the back too. We're passionate about world evangelism.
Come on, yes,
you know, people ask me all the time, when are you going to retire? To what? Now, me and Kathy, we could have retired 25 years ago. And I say it all the time, go to Hawaii and just suffer for Jesus. Mm-hmm. To do what? Look at the ocean? No. We God is always constantly giving us projects, you know, and constantly. So the minute I think, well, maybe I can just kind of kick her back and just rest a little bit, God, give me another project. We got two of them right now. That's $20 million. You know, I wish things were cheaper, but they're not, you know. So the Lord said, well, does that bother you? I said, no, it don't bother me. He said, what you going to believe? I said, I'm going to believe for you and me, 20,000 of us, to give $1,000. That's $20 million. And just pay cash for everything. We've been debt-free since 1982. It's a wonderful thing to be debt-free. If you're not, start believing it right now.
Yeah.
Because that's Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love him.
That's good.
And what we do, your partnership is so vitally important. So if you don't mind me saying this, Kathy, this is your program. If you'd like to be a partner, now you may not be $1,000 partner. You can, but whatever. You may do more. You may do less. Just go to jdm.org and hit the donate button if you like. You can use PayPal if you want. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. That's in the United States only. Or you can go to our free JDM app and select what you're giving there. Or you can use the post office like I do and mail in a donation. And I want you to do that. It's not because we want your money. What I want from your money is souls into the kingdom of God. Amen. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry. Give us a soul. Now, why do we want that? So we can set them free.
Right. That's so
that's
good.
That's what I'm talking about. This
and that's important. A vision. That's so you know, nice. A lot of people, I remember early on when we had a vision to be able to give more to God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had a certain amount we could give at that point, but we didn't have the capacity, but we started, when we gave, we started believing for increase.
And so we can give more.
You can have a vision to be able to be a blessing. In fact, amen. That's what God told Abraham early on when he called him. He says, I called you. He said he would be a blessing to all the families and the nations of the earth.
Powerful
but
statement.
He had to obey God one step at a time. And this is what we do. Obey him one step at a time. He gives us the vision. We share it. And amen. People's lives are changed. Oh, that's why basis, I love the testimonies that we
the
get.
The basis of the scripture is calling those things that be not as though they were. That's Romans 4, verse 17. Yes. And that's so what it's wonderful. All about.
You got a testimony for us, Chrissy?
Yes, I love it. And I love that, you know, for 50 years, you've dedicated your life
amen.
To the gospel. It's
amen.
Absolutely amazing. And we're on 41 different platforms with JDM.
How many?
41.
How many?
41.
Come on, sing it.
Gospel 41. 41. And it's so good because we have a team working around the clock collecting testimonies.
24/7.
Yeah, 24/7, praying with you, doing all those things. And I collected this one. I thought it was awesome. It says, I love watching your visionary conference messages. I have the mind of Christ. Fear tolerated. Is faith contaminated? Jesus is the only solution. So they're using their faith voice.
Sure.
They're grabbing onto those phrases of faith that you've
amen.
Often said over mm-hmm. the years, and they're applying it to their lives. And they watch the Visionary Conference. Next time, watch it live here.
Yeah,
but this is
person.
In person.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're not just saying these things that make it sound like we're trying to get your attention. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is these are revelation knowledge nuggets from God Almighty saying, I set my people free. Now, it's kind of like when we're celebrating this wonderful birthday of a nation. We signed the Declaration of Independence. What day? July the 4th, 1776, okay? As far as then, right there, we signed it, but we had to fight a war.
Yes.
You see? So Jesus, when he said, Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. And in 3 days, he came out of hell. He said, will you leave my soul in hell? No. Boom. Right there, you were completely set free. Now, that's over 2,000 years ago. Why aren't you walking in that?
That's so good.
You ought to get up every day and celebrate your freedom. Say, whom the Son has set free, and that's me, I'm free indeed.
Amen.
That's
I love that. And you know, in this letter for July, you had each month is a little different. You have going a different direction. I love the direction you have for July. It went with the scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You said, this is the key to living by faith.
Well, when you transform, you change. When you conform, you just follow someone. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, let me give you an example. You were transformed this morning.
Yes, I was.
You were. You know why? Because you didn't have that makeup on.
And it was a big transformation. We're just going to be
don't
honest.
Don't give in to that.
It's the truth, Pastor Cassie.
It's the truth.
Sometimes you wake up and you go, well, whoa. Thank God for Maybelline. You know?
And she's not ugly without makeup, and you're not ugly.
You've never seen her.
I watched Kathy.
And you never will.
It looked like a mask. I walked in, and she had some brown stuff up here, down here, down here. And then watch this. And I go, what is she doing? And then she can begin to do this, do this. And
there's some
all of
areas
a sudden, transformation.
That need a little more reinforcement than other areas.
And I really like their eyes, because then they look and then go.
Yeah. Oh, it's like there's a technique to it.
It's a technique to it.
Why?
Transformation.
I was transformed.
I sure was,
And I need it every day. and just like you need to be transforming your mind every single day.
Amen.
The only way you do that is putting the Word of God into your heart.
I'll never forget when I first saw you. Met
trying
you
to get him off the subject.
At the swimming pool.
Don't ever forget it.
And you know, when women dive in the water, you know, back, this is years and years ago, she was 15. Well, naturally, your makeup comes off. But I didn't think she was ugly.
I didn't have makeup on because I knew it would wash off.
It was going to wash off, you know. And it was just such a blessing.
I was only 15.
But then when I went and had her first date, and opened the door and she was waiting, I went, whoa, get down
That's
with
a
your bad self, mama. Look at here.
It was just a little enhancement. That's all.
Yeah. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed.
That's so good.
Awesome.
By what?
The renewing of your mind by the Word of God.
That's it. And that's what they said in this. They said, I have the mind of Christ in this testimony. It flows so well because we have to constantly get in the Word.
Sure.
Watch programs like this and just start confessing it in our day-to-day lives, and that's when we see the transformation.
Well, this is not religion. Do you understand? That's why we're happy. Religion is boring. Religion puts a bondage on you. We're free. Jesus saved us. You know, people say, why are you so happy? I'm like, because he saved me. You may not have seen this, but maybe a month ago or something, I was on the Victory Channel with a Pastor Greg there at... what's it called? Unclassified.
Greg Stevens.
Greg Stevens. What a wonderful man. And to make a long story, so me and Jonathan Shuttlesworth were together. The old evangelist, me and the young evangelist, Jonathan, that kind of stuff. Having a wonderful time. So he asked us both the same question. First, he asked me, Brother Jesse, what's the biggest miracle you've ever seen in your ministry? Now, I've seen a lot of miracles. I've seen people that would never walk, get out of wheelchairs and walk. People say, I don't believe that. You didn't need to.
Yeah.
The guy who was in the wheelchair and got it.
Could see.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, you know what I said? He said, what's the biggest one? He thought I was going to say something like, what? I said, me. What do you mean me? God saved me. I was such a devil from hell. Kathy called me an immoral man. I was immoral. I was immoral in every way. I could hurt you and wouldn't even blink. I could, it didn't make no difference. But then when he asked Jonathan, it was the same thing. He said, me, because he had been hit badly in his body as a child.
He had a speech issue, and
everything,
I think he said he wore braces, which I didn't realize that.
Everything you could think of. So to
on
me,
his legs,
that's why I believe this so much, because he did it for me, and he'll do it for you.
Amen. It's a personal thing.
Yeah.
We all have our journey, and we all have our story,
sure.
But the Bible is so constant and true that it works not some of the time, all the time, for everyone, no
Amen.
Matter who you are, no matter how old you are, a woman, man, whatever the case may be, it's for all of us. And that's why I love it. I mean, so many reasons why I love it so much, but it really does work when
That's
you do
so
it.
That's so good. And the fact that God loves us is why he gave us his word, which brings us to point number one, which you have in your letter, which I want you to expound upon.
Okay.
Point number one is God does not compel discipleship. Mm-hmm. He governs by the constraint of love.
Amen. Yes. Love. I mean, it's amazing to me. Yeah, God gave me a statement not too long ago. He said, love makes obedience easy. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God is not trying to make you do something. That's Satan doing that stuff. God presents it out there and says, I will respect your will.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to be not only a Christian, but a disciple, which is a higher level. You know, and then when you become a disciple, all you want to do is make other people disciples in every which way, shape, or form. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. That's what I like about God. Sometimes I wish he was pushy, you know, just make us do that. But he does not do that. He gives us a free will to accept him or walk away from him.
Yes.
Just, you know, you never really know if somebody truly loves you unless they have the ability to walk away from you. Mm-hmm. And that's really the truth.
So good.
And it just works.
I love that. You also said in your letter, we cannot run away from what we carry with us,
right.
as your faith voice, saying with faith in God's word says, should be the controlling factor of your whole life because it's rooted in God's great love for you.
Right.
When you know somebody loves you, like you said, it's easier to be obedient.
That's
a lot of people, they run with their addictions. They carry them with them.
Wow.
They say, oh, Jesus, heal me. Drop the addiction. Drop it.
Yes.
Yeah, let it go.
Just let it go. You know what I'm saying? That's because you can't run away from what you carry with you. You know, you see, I mean, when you understand that, this is so simple that you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand it. And I mean that sincerely, you know. And God wants to do so much for you.
That's right.
How many times I used to want to, and still do, Jody still fight me sometimes. And I only have one daughter, one granddaughter. I just want to bless her, you know. Mm-hmm. I might walk over to her, put your hand like this, and I just put some cash in her hand. She go, oh, Dad, you don't need to do that. It had nothing to do with need. I just wanted to be a blessing. But it don't have to be a birthday or an anniversary or something, quote, unquote, special. It's just such a blessing. If you and Lewis are walking in the mall and you and Sophie, and he just says, I'd use this example. He walks by some, I don't know, dress shop and says, boy, I tell you what, Chrissy, you look good in that dress.
Yeah.
Can I buy that dress
always.
For you? And you go, well, yeah, but it's nothing special. You're just going to the mall, maybe, you know, grab something, eat, walk around,
That's
do whatever.
Right.
And it's just a wonderful thing. I've done
that
with Kathy, and she's done that with me.
Yeah, I can attest to that. My baby girl just turned 3 years old, and she had the biggest birthday party. You would have thought it was a wedding. It was a little ridiculous. I went a little over the top, but a lot over the top. But it really does apply, because when you love your child and you want them happy, and she might not even remember, she's going to grow up. But those moments and seeing her...
Yeah.
Her face light up in the present after present after present.
Oh, yeah.
And that's our God with us. He loves us so much that he wants to give us the desires of our heart if we delight in him.
That's it. Well, you know, I've had some people say, you can give your kids too much. Maybe you can in the natural, but not in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, you can bless them in the natural, but you teach them not to be cocky with their nose up in the air and all that kind, to appreciate what your parents are doing, what God's doing in every which way, shape, or form.
So and we do.
And you did that with Jody.
Mm-hmm.
You would say this, you know, we don't have to do this, but we're doing this because we love you, but we don't want you to get cocky with it and all that kind of stuff.
You train them.
You do.
Teach
you know,
them.
Train
you
them
train
child in the
them.
Way that, and when he grows old, he won't depart.
That's so good. That's so good. Well, point number two in your letter is there is no flaw in divine purpose. Mm-hmm. It is a circle complete in itself.
Purpose affords
that?
You anchorage in the times of battle. Purpose will give you a foundation, solid, that what you put your feet on. Read it again. Read
there
that.
Is no flaw in divine purpose.
Stop right there. See, there's no flaws in your purpose. Somebody will say, they're trying to make you believe there's a flaw in your purpose.
Oh, is
they're
that
trying
not?
To, see, because, see, they don't want to look at their purpose. So they say, you know, because they didn't complete it. So they say, well, if I can make her or I can make you not complete your purpose.
Yes.
You see, then it makes... Make her or you, whoever it is, the same. No, there's no flaws in this. When God says something,
this is great.
He does it. He said, my word shall not return unto me void.
Come on.
That's right. Your statement, too, right under that was the will of God is the guiding purpose for our lives.
Oh, yeah.
in its method of working and its in its results. So God yeah. has a plan for each one of us. And Jeremiah says, and you talk about that in your letter too, how it's He has a plan that's good, not for calamity,
right,
to
yeah.
give you a future and a hope.
Oh,
it's one of my favorite verses.
Yeah, didn't you put that on a refrigerator one time?
Yeah,
or something?
My refrigerator had that little magnet that yeah, said that scripture. It was so powerful.
Yeah, all God wants to do is be a blessing to you if you let Him. People are always saying, you know, God did this and God did that. Yeah, what God did was set you free.
Amen.
What God did is His protection is around you at all times. All you have to do is receive it.
That's
Maybe
right.
you're not born again today. You can get born again, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't like the way you was born, try it again, for God's sake, man. And listen, but you know, don't judge born again by you see how Christians live. You got to live that purpose that God has put in you. God purposed that I would become a preacher. God purposed that I should marry her. I would have never met Kathy Carrere. Well, she was in Houma, Louisiana, which is about 45, 47 miles from New Orleans. I'm a West Bank, New Orleans boy. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been saying this and I mean this. My father got transferred to Houma. My mama got mad at, we ain't going to Houma. We ain't forget Houma. We are New Orleans people, West Bank, because I was born in Algiers and mom and them was raised up in Westwood, which is the West Bank of New Orleans. Okay, now watch this. And it was a promotion for my dad. And my dad looked at mom and said, you know, if I don't take this, they could let me go because this is a promotion. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe this, that was the purpose of God to literally transfer my father there so I would meet this woman.
That's right.
I would meet her. Now, watch this. I never thought Kathy would ever preach the gospel. You got to be kidding me. She couldn't talk two words, man. I mean, you know, she was very shy.
And even when I was with you, when we were in a conversation, I can hardly get two words in.
Well, yeah, that's
so
true.
Either way, it was just, it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, but she had, but what happened is God made her a pastor.
Amen, that's right.
Now, some people say, well, she shouldn't pastor. Well, you can say what you want. God said her purpose in life is to pastor.
And freedom, yeah.
My purpose in life is evangelization. I'm an evangelist,
right.
You know, with a prophetic edge. You see what I'm saying? There's all kind of different things of that
nature.
You know,
Jesse, I was just thinking about when we started shifting into this direction, how something that you would say before you even got born again, you know, because you grew up in church. I mean, your family drug you there once in a while. You had a little drug problem.
Yeah.
Once in a while you were there, you heard enough. Your mother was a believer, and she would teach you some things.
Well, she became a believer.
Yeah, but you were in a y'all in a situation where there were some people that professed to be Christians but really didn't live for God. Some of them were immoral. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, got exposed. And I remember you would say to me, you know, if I ever become a Christian, I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
Wow. I told that to Uncle Ray, too.
Yeah.
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 And I said, no, I said, I'm the kind of man, if I believe in you, or I believe in something, son, I'm like a pit bull dog. When I bite down, you got to knock me in the head with a stick to get me to turn loose. Yeah. But I didn't understand being born again or salvation. I thought of God as the Holy Roman Catholic Church. I thought of God, well, you know, you do your penance, you do that. And that was it. Never talking to God. Mm-hmm. Priest said, you can't talk to God, you talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. And things like that. But purpose, it's amazing. You need to find out what purpose God has for you. That's what this, here's the letter that we're talking about. There's revelation knowledge in this, man. We just did, you might have seen Faith the Facts talking about revelation knowledge. When it's revealed to you, it will bless you. And we send this to everyone that's a partner.
Yes.
And if you'd like to get it, I wish you would become a part. Nothing too small, nothing too big. Mm-hmm. It will bless you and minister greatly to you.
I love that.
In every which way, shape, or form, you see. Like when Chrissy came, she was just a teenage girl. But watch it. God had purpose for her. She met her husband here. She met her destiny and destination here. All kinds of different things. How God is just putting line upon line. Precept upon precept.
Yeah, she left for a season, went to college, got a communications degree, worked in television and other places, and then she came back on. She came on staff here.
It was perfect. And I love that God's timing is always perfect.
Always.
And that's why this message goes so well with vision.
Yes.
Because it's all tied together. You may have a purpose right now, but you feel like you're in chains and bondage to what the devil's telling you. You're free in Christ. You have a purpose. Your vision is from God.
Amen.
And it's just so encouraging. People need to hear that because there were times where I thought, Lord, when will the breakthrough come? When will I be placed in a place where I can use my talents for your glory? And at the right moment, he opened the door.
See, what you're saying, you got to understand this about vision. It always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it, because you're not supposed to fulfill it. God fulfills it through you.
Yeah.
All you do is walk. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes. That's what we do. We preach the word here, and that's what makes a difference. One of your points, the last ones, I want to close with this, but we can still continue on as long as you want to. We love it when you're in the house,
yeah,
as we say.
It
says, beware of Christian propaganda. It is dangerous, and no matter what someone says, if it's not based on what God says, it's just the imaginations of their own unrenewed mind.
I'll give you an example of me and my Christian propaganda. Let me have your hand. Let me have your hand, Kat. You know, we just love each other. Let's walk together and cry. Then they pull you this way, and they pull you. They take you off the road and put you in the ditch. Say they want you to walk in the ditch. You know, and I preached a sermon years ago called Mudbug Christianity.
I remember that.
That's a great one.
It's a Cajun one. You know, and a crawfish is just like he got his hands up, but he's walking into the ball. He's
walking
backing
backwards.
Up into the ball. And
he don't walk forward.
He got his hands up.
You don't want to be
He got his hands up.
Crawfish. You know?
And
Mudbug Christianity.
That's my point, you see.
I don't know if that's even on the app. It's such an old one. It was
before.
Out.
We're going to find out.
And, if it's not it's there, funny. You need to preach it again.
Yeah, it's hilarious, but it's got a great thought to it. And that's what I'm talking about, you know. You find your purpose. Now, you found your purpose. You know what to do. You found your purpose. I found my purpose.
Amen.
And well, let me tell you something about God. He may change you, but he never changes your purpose. Because as you grow older, you know, you get in more mature ways of doing it.
Right.
All of a sudden, you may do something totally different in a different way than you did 20 years ago. But if you look at it, the main objective is your purpose.
Amen.
And it will bless you all the time. So, I want to let you know, I want to announce our visionary conference.
Yes.
I'm so excited about this. And we don't do many big meetings at our church.
Headquarters.
We call it the 2026 Visionary Conference. It's Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here at JDM International Headquarters. The admission is free. Registration is free. You need to register so we can get a seat for you.
It's not required, but we do appreciate it if you do that. You can come on if you forgot to register. Get on over
get
here.
We'll
let you in.
We're going to let you in. That's not it. But we want to make sure you get a seat. How do I register? JDM.org. We'll also be streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the free JDM app. And so many people, they say, well, I couldn't go, you know, because I didn't have the money to go come to New Orleans. And then I told them, I said, use your faith voice. Mm-hmm. Now, I've talked to several people, and last year they came, they've done them from overseas.
Yes.
See, and they said, my God, it's good on Streamline, but God, man, it is something here. So you got to understand something. God's not broke, and neither should you. So God will give it to you if you just say, that's my purpose, that I'm going to go to one of them
visionary conferences.
I'm going to do this. And, you know, you look at your wallet and again, it's an abundance of lack. Mm-hmm. Nothing in there. But that's all right about God, you know. God, all of a sudden, one day, boom, there's a chunk of change, like they say.
Have a chunk of change.
And it's just such a blessing.
And this one you
so
do
you
not
need
want
to
miss.
Come if you can. But you also should watch it, and it will bless you and minister life to you. And fun. And it's only Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night.
We're going to have some fun at this
And, you know, a lot of people, what they do, they'll come two or three days early because they like being in New Orleans. We've got some of the best food in the world. I'll tell you where to go eat, too.
He loves to do that.
I can do all that, man.
That's why we're so big.
Bring your stretchy pants.
Talk about yourself, pale face.
Stretchy pants. Or stretchy dress.
Bring them. Come on. It's all about comfort here
stretchy
in New Orleans.
Stretchy pants and chubby pants. Yeah. That's what we got here. Listen, you need to come and be blessed. Also, if you're not a partner to this ministry, you need to become one.
Yeah.
Everything you send, and I'm using the word everything, and I mean that, goes into world evangelism. We're totally debt-free, owe nobody nothing. So if you send $20, the whole $20 goes in there. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a partner, this anointing of increase is on me. I mean, look at my wife. Does she look broke? No. I mean, she's blessed. And look at Chris. They look broke?
No. I look a little broke. That's a joke.
They're blessed. You see what I'm saying? Because it's on us. Because what you sow is what you reap.
Come on.
And, you know, it don't have to be a big seed. It can be. But it'll always be a big harvest if you believe for it.
Amen.
How do I do that? Go to JDM.org, hit the donate button. You can use PayPal if you want. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. That's in the United States only. Or you can select the giving on our free JDM app, or you can mail in something by using the post office.
Yes. 100%
of it goes. We are believing God for some. It takes hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And we've already received hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars before that we put it out in the world.
Yeah, continually going into all the world, preaching the gospel, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time.
Yeah. Well, even the IRS said this about me, and I didn't know that. They said, that man never touches that money. Yeah. It's not mine, ladies and gentlemen. It's not Kathy's. It's not Chris's. It's yours. You give it to God, and you want it to go to God's work. And that's
what
we're doing.
And we're doing it here at JDM.
Oh, we are doing
it's wonderful.
It's a blessing.
41 platforms.
Oh, 41
not
platforms.
Counting broadcast TV, is that correct?
That's right.
That's just platforms, but we love what
print
God
media,
has called us to do.
And we're constantly speaking, I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, by the time we finish out this year, between me and Kathy and television, we will have ministered 350 times.
That's correct, unless you add more to the schedule, which you've been known to do. Yeah. I think we just added something.
We added some more. It may be 350 once. We'll
see.
That's
so true.
But I mean, so thank you for watching Glorious and Faith to Facts and
Glorious Living.
Glorious Living, I call it Glorious. And coming to Kathy's Woman's Con has a phenomenal
so
one.
Fun.
Our broadcast television.
Our Sunday
going
services,
on.
Wednesday night
everything.
Services.
Everything.
And I'm
classes.
Really actually praying about doing a daily podcast too, besides all this. And I got so much work, you know, but that's fine, you know, we don't mind doing the work.
Let him
and
know.
And I thank
comment.
Y'all for letting me come. And I thank y'all for talking about this.
Yeah,
it's so
awesome.
Can
important.
I say this and then I'll turn it over to you? This is a word from God. Look at it. This is what we've been talking about. This partner letter is a word from God to me, as well as to you.
Yeah.
I get revelation on this too. I mean, I'm just writing. And all of a sudden things begin to, and I write something I've never heard before. Mm. I never said, and the construction of the sentence and things. And Jody's such a blessing. She'll say, Dad, that's the wrong word. I said, but you know what I meant. Put the right word in there. You know, like, and
so
Mary does that for me too, you know.
She's so great.
And you know what? We put a good portion of it in our monthly magazine.
Amen.
So if you don't get the partner letter and you're just maybe just watching along, just getting to know us, you can see that in the magazine, which you can read on our JDM app as well as on the JDM.org, I think, as well.
Is this in Spanish?
And we send a digital version. Yes, we send a digital version in Spanish. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of emails that we send this out every month. People
Amen.
Get blessed and encouraged.
It's just such a blessing.
You can be a part of that. You can receive it in your inbox through our email if you sign up
so
for
many
that
ways.
As well, Chrissy.
Yes, ma'am. It's awesome to know that we're reaching people on a daily basis. People's lives are getting changed. People are getting saved. It's an eternal perspective.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome to really take the time and to study this because, like you said, Brother Jesse, it's divine revelation.
Amen. That's so good. And, you know, it's true. It's important that you get born again. And I believe that the majority of people that watch us are born again, although it does slip in the feet of a lot of other people that haven't done that. But once you get born again, you need to know how to talk. It's like a baby. When they get born, they got to learn how to speak.
Sure.
We have to learn to speak like God speaks and start creating our world with the words of our voice, our mouth. In fact, that's Jesse's newest book available. It just came
Create
out.
Create Your World.
Create Your World and walk in it.
Yes.
You know, by using your faith voice. It's so good. You can get that as well.
Yeah. People ask me, why'd you do that? Well, see, when you create your world, you know what's coming to you, was coming into you and was going out.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're not fooled. And so many people say, but I don't know. I never know what God's going to do. I do.
Yeah.
Because I create my world. Jody asked me that one time years ago. That's how I got the title of the book. Dad, everything you do just seems to prosper. I said, well, Jody, I create my world. And I walk in it, so I know what's coming.
Right.
And I know what's going.
And you do that with your faith voice and the words that you're using, your faith voice, it's not your own words. It's based on what God's word has said.
Yeah.
So we align with heaven and we see
Amen.
Great results.
So I want to say
so
this before
good.
I turn it back to Kathy. Happy birthday to the United States of America.
Yes, in fact, let's all say it. Happy
birthday
to you.
America.
Did y'all hear about
this? Go ahead and sing it out now.
Everybody
put your hand in your heart.
Did you hear what's happening, you know, what they call the World Cup? That hear all about America,
they love America.
They love ranch dressing.
I was about to say, they're all about the ranch. Me too.
I saw one little guy, he's in Costco, he said, can you believe this chicken, whole chicken, $5.
$5.
I said the same thing when I went to Costco the first time. I bought a chicken.
Yeah,
I said,
they're really great
bucks,
over there.
America's not perfect, but there are a lot of people in Europe and other places, and I'm not being critical, just being true. They say this and that and that and this, but when people come, they go, man.
So why everybody's trying to come in over the border?
You know what it is? Freedom.
It's just so true.
We have not only freedom in America as Americans,
freedom
we got
in Jesus.
Freedom in the spirit. And boy, with them two, you look like Chrissy. Hey.
you
look like Kathy. You
with
look
makeup
like,
on, though.
Look like Jesse with that big old smile.
You know, those kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you
yes.
for listening. And it's
yes.
a blessing.
We
and
can
thank
just
you for
close
me.
From this way. I'll just say bye okay. together. Thank you for watching today. I will look forward to seeing you next week for another glorious living.
Let's do these thumbs up real quick. Come on now.
Ooh. Yes.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to JDM.org for more information.